Sunday, May 16th, 2021. Welcome. I encourage you to read our scriptures this week in Psalms 1, John 17, 6 through 19. And our message this week comes from 1 John 5, 9 through 15. ASAP, I am with the I am. Let's read 1 John 5, 9 through 15. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is a testimony of God, which he has given us about his Son. And anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. And thanks be to God. So how many of you have a cell phone, iPad, or even a computer at home, and you use it to text messages? The other day I was texting a friend and received the response, TTYL. And I didn't know what it meant. So I started to surf the net for its meaning. How many of you have ever surfed the net? And if you do, you know there is an entirely new language to learn when you get involved with computers. So I thought I would give us a little quiz just to see how well we are with it when it comes to talking computer lingo. I'll show you the word, and then you tell me the definition. ASAP. Well, it means as soon as possible. FYI, for your information. Or LOL, laughing out loud. Or KIT, keep in touch. TTYL, we'll talk to you later. ILU, I love you. Or BCNU, it means be seeing you. G2G, got to go. Or POS, parents over shoulder. Or IM, instant message. So there's no doubt that the internet has changed the way we communicate. For many of us, email has virtually replaced traditional letters and even phone calls as a primary way we correspond with one another. Every day, billions of email messages are sent out around the world, and email has become the most rapidly adopted form of communication in the history of mankind. But now, in our fast-paced world, even a rapid response of email is not fast enough for many. It does have its disadvantages. You have no way of knowing if the person you are sending email to is online at that particular moment or not. And if you are sending multiple emails back and forth, you normally have to click through a few steps to read, reply, and then send the email. That is why IM, instant messaging, has gained such popularity. Instant messaging allows you to speak or text immediately online with anyone that you choose as long as that person is online. You can even keep a list of people that you want to talk to instantaneously, called a buddy list. So as you send a message back and forth, you and your friend are typing in messages that both of you can see in real time. But today, I want to share with you an old message in a new format. God wants to be number one on your buddy list. So, ASAP, as soon as possible. Believe it or not, you can IM with the I am. So, FYI, for your information, I want to let you know you really can instantaneously connect with God and know that you are connected with God if certain things are true and you have the right connection. Wouldn't you like to know that when you pray, God is listening. You can KIT, keep in touch with God. You can know for sure that your prayers do get higher than the ceiling, that they really do make it all the way to heaven. You can I am with the I am if you are willing to meet these three conditions. And these conditions are found in the two power pack verses in 1 John 5:14 and 15. So let's read them again. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. So FYI, first, you must be confident in God's power. 1 John 5:14, it states, now this is the confidence that we have in approaching God. Now the word confidence is a word that literally means trust and self-assurance. In order to connect with God, you must first of all come to God confidently. You must be confident that God has the power to hear and to answer your prayer. I've heard people say to me so many times that I'm not very good at praying, or I just don't know how to pray, or I don't pray very well. So what they are saying is that they don't pray eloquently, or perhaps they don't pray fervently. They don't pray with enough emotion, or they don't say things just the right way. What they don't understand is that the most important part of your prayers is not how eloquently you pray or how fervently you pray, but how confidently you pray from the heart. Jesus taught his disciples in Matthew 18:3-4, he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Example. A mother was startled to find her five-year-old going through a new Bible storybook and circling the word God whenever it appeared on the page. Stifling her reaction to reprimand the child for defacing the book, she quietly asked, why are you doing that? And the child's matter-of-fact answer was, so that I will know where to find God when I want him. Wouldn't it be nice to have the confidence that all we had to do was open a storybook and find God waiting for us? Well, the truth is, we do have such a book, the Bible. The Hebrew writer puts it in this way, in Hebrews 4:16. He said, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Or in Hebrews 4:16, as the Message translates it, puts it, he says, so let's walk right up to God and get what he is so ready to give us. Not just anyone should have confidence that they can connect with God. In 1 John 5:14 is very specific when it says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God. Now, who is the we? Well, John's entire letter was written to Christians and for Christians because Christians are the only true children of God. 1 John 3:1 says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that's what we are. Well, the reason why we can be confident when we pray is because we are children of God. Do you remember the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray? The first thing that he taught them was to pray, our Father in heaven. Jesus was teaching the disciples that they should have the same confidence in God as a child does in his Father. Confident, he's looking out for our best interest. He taught them that they could I am with the I am because POS, parents over the shoulder, watching over us. There are three people in my life named Judy, Bo, and Joe, and the one thing they can have complete confidence in is if they have a need, I can meet it. And I will meet that need because they are my children. So when you pray, you must have the same confidence that a child has in his Father, that he will hear and answer your prayer. That is how I know I can, I am with the I am. Because POS, the moment I say, Heavenly Father, God drops everything he's doing, looks at me, and he says, speak, you have my undivided attention. So that is where having confidence in God's power really begins. The second FYI is you must be committed to God's purpose. So now John goes on to explain the type of confidence we have. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. In 1 John 5:14. In other words, we can be confident that he will listen to us whenever we ask him for anything in line with his will. I'm convinced that most people don't understand the purpose of prayer. The purpose of prayer is not to get our will done in heaven. It's to get God's will done on earth. And if we're not committed to God's purpose, we lose our confidence. You can't know his will until you are committed to his purpose, his will. No, ASAP, understand this. God will never answer any prayer outside of his will, but he will answer every prayer inside of his will. And that tells us in order to pray in the will of God, we have to, got to seek the will of God so we can know the will of God, that we might be able to do the will of God. You can't know his will until you are committed to his purpose, his will. Learn a lesson from the story of an old farmer who for many days had been plowing with an ox and a mule together and working them pretty hard. The ox said to the mule, let's play sick today and rest a little while. But the old mule said, no, we need to get the work done for the season is short. But the ox played sick and the farmer brought him fresh hay and corn and made him comfortable. So when the mule came in from plowing, the ox asked how he made out. We didn't get much done, but we made it all right, answered the mule. Then the ox asked, what did the old man say about me? Well, nothing, said the mule. The next day, the ox, thinking he had a good thing going, played sick again. And when the mule came in again very tired, the ox asked, how did it go? And the mule said, all right, I guess, but we didn't get much done. Then the ox also asked, what did the old man say about me? Well, nothing to me, was the reply. But he did stop and have a long talk with the butcher. Well, think about this. Why would God waste his time revealing his will to you in a certain situation when he knows beforehand that you are going to play hooky? If you want to know God's will in one area of your life, you need to make sure that you are committed to his purpose, his will, in every other area of your life. We can't I am with the I am if we text TTYL, talk to you later. So the third FYI is we must be convinced of God's purpose. So as we read verse 15 again, notice the word know is used twice. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Now, thinking of something is true is an opinion, but knowing something is true is to be certain, to be convinced. The messenger puts it this way. We know that what we asked for is as good as ours. That's 1 John 5:15, the messenger. We're too often like a slightly inebriated man on his hands and knees underneath a street lamp searching the sidewalk. And when a friend came by and said, Sam, what in the world are you doing out here on your hands and knees? Well, I'm hunting for my house key, Sam replied. I lost my house key. The friend got down on his hands and knees too. Show me where you lost it and I'll help you, he said. Oh, I lost it way over there in the grass, Sam said. Well, then why in the world are you looking for it out here on the sidewalk? Their friend asked. And Sam replied, because the light's better over here. We LOL laugh out loud at this story. But I have a feeling that a lot of people come to church because somewhere they have lost something. They're not sure what they've lost or where they lost it. But they are convinced that the light is better here. So FYI, we can be certain when it comes to prayer of two things. First of all, God will respond to our prayers. Verse 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask. Well, the word hear, it means not only just to listen to something, but to be confident and committed to act on what has been heard. To be convinced that God does respond to prayers. There really is no such thing as an unanswered prayer. It's just that God answers prayer in different ways. And second, sometimes God answers to your prayers have already been given. Listen to these amazing verses. Before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. In Isaiah 65:24. Then in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. Isaiah 30:18, the messenger puts it this way. He says, God takes the time to do everything right. Everything. Well, sometimes God answers prayers before we ask, and sometimes immediately. Sometimes God answers in delayed till the right time, according to his will. You see, there are times that God may want for you what you want. He just doesn't want it at the same time you want it. So how true is it that when what we often think and what we often want is not necessarily the same as what God knows that we need? Yes, there are times that God simply says no, but keep this in mind. Even a no is an answer to prayer. Even when God says no, it's not that God is being mean. There are two ways that a father can be good to his children. By what he does allow them to have and what he doesn't allow them to have. Be thankful that God does not give you everything you want. So when you meet God's conditions to prayer, you are guaranteed an answer to that prayer. Let's face it. We don't meet those conditions most often, which is why we have such weak prayer lives. You can connect with God. You can I am with the I am. But remember this, to connect with God, you've got to have a connection, and you've got to have the right connection. As Paul teaches us in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The connection is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me, in John 14:6. The cross of Jesus Christ says, I owe you, in which you know is, I love you. And it's because of the cross of Christ that we can I am with the I am. So I'll leave you with this. ASAP. I am with the I am. BCNU DTYL. In his service, Pastor Joe.